Call today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Let's bring back Samantha in Texas. Now, Samantha, you are in, is it high school? Are you a senior in high school?
Yes, but I was taking History 1301, a college course.
Okay.
Yes.
So what happened? Go ahead and recap what you've already covered for us for anybody just tuning in.
Okay, so we're in there and we're learning about, well, first, well, we were in the 1940s already, and then we learned about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and of course I didn't want that to happen, so I voiced my opinion. And they said, well, what was the use? And then they're like, to save American lives. No, it wasn't to save American lives because Japan was about to surrender. And
no,
everybody
just,
was like...
Japan really would have surrendered, but if, Roosevelt had called for an unconditional surrender.
Right, so the
yeah.
terms
actually,
were outrageous.
Roosevelt caused deaths by his unconditional surrender thing.
Yes, I agree, which was why I said, no, it didn't need to happen because they wanted to surrender. And... I don't know. I guess I've always been anti-war because killing innocent people is the problem, not the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And, like, I don't know. It just makes me mad. And they're like, oh, you think that everything can happen without war. Everything can happen without war. And then they're like, oh, why don't you move to Mexico or somewhere else? Like... What does that have to do with anything?
It's a typical tactic by the government defenders, the defenders of the status quo. They love to say, if you don't like it, get out. Well, no, this is America where I have the freedom of speech, and if you don't like my freedom of speech, well, plug your ears and run away, because I'm going to keep saying what I believe, and then hopefully some other people will come to agree with me on that, and then maybe we can change this country for the better and stop dropping bombs on people.
By the way, it was Truman, not Roosevelt. My mistake.
Yeah, well, trade one for the other.
Yeah.
And, politicians. So, Samantha, what else?
Yes. Oh, I don't know. It's just that. It's like, okay, why is it that my patriotism is being questioned whenever Bush doesn't even want to, you know, back up his subpoenas? He doesn't even want to, like, come through with them. And was he above the law because he's the president? I mean,
yes.
Where's his patriotism?
Yes, he is above the law because, A, he is the president, and, B, no one's going to do anything about it.
Exactly.
George Bush can get away with saying and doing virtually anything he wants at this point because he's continued to cross several lines where he should have been stopped in his thirst, unending thirst for power. And Congress just sort of sits on its hands, and the judicial branch just certainly doesn't do anything about it. So he seems to be above the law.
Yes,
absolutely.
I agree. And the whole, like, okay, the whole going to war thing, you said, oh, yeah, weapons of mass destruction. But isn't that why we had the whole Scooter Libby trial? Because Valerie Plame was investigating to see if they were buying any uranium from Africa to see if they could do that. But, no, was it Dick Cheney who blew her cover?
You know... I try to avoid all that crap. It just bores
the heck out of me. All the politics.
I know the names, but I don't know the specifics of the Scooter Libby case.
You know, it's really bad whenever you have the Vice President of the United States involved in something like that. And then for him or for anybody to come and say, oh, why don't you like the soldiers? They didn't do anything to you. It's not that I don't like the soldiers. I don't like the people who send them to war. And I don't agree
I'm
with the
I'm not exactly pleased as punch with the soldiers either.
Why do you say that?
I'm gonna get email after email on this one, but they signed up to join an operation of paid killers, and they know what they're doing. I mean, it's not like there's no history behind this war thing. I understand that you could. You can take sides, like maybe you think it's a good idea to have attacked Japan.
Well, some of them
Vietnam,
probably
that kind of thing.
Now hold on, some of them probably signed up so they could get their college paid for.
Look,
exactly.
if I shot you to take your money out of your wallet, does that make it okay?
No.
No. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, shooting people over in foreign countries is not okay to get money for college.
I understand, but they don't think about that. A lot of them, you know, might have signed up before 2001 because they just thought it'd be a cakewalk. They'd be able to sit around on some military base, and then they'd collect their college money when they were all said and done.
You know, I've known quite a few soldiers over there individually. I like them. The whole idea of the Army thing really makes me pretty upset.
Well, and then there's the whole oath to support and uphold the Constitution. There's that part, too. That's something that worth, I think is worth getting upset over.
And we certainly haven't declared war since 1941. So what are we doing over there?
Right, but how many soldiers are actually upholding the Constitution? I would say only the ones that refuse to go. Only those that say, I'm not participating in this. This is an unlawful order. You have not declared war, therefore I'm not going to war. Plain and simple. But if you start saying things like that in class, your classmates are going to freak out. They don't understand it. Nobody talks about these things. And so, you know, congratulations to you, Samantha, for having the courage to actually stand up for your convictions.
Like, they think I'm making it up. They're like, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. You can tell by the way she says it. She makes it up. Like, what the heck? Why would I make something up? Like, you can prove it. It's not like if you all know if I'm lying or not. Like,
yeah, well, they don't want to look. See, you can say you can prove it. You can point them to the books. You can point them to the articles and the references.
Right.
But they're not interested in challenging their worldview, so they are going to avert their eyes. They
right.
will not
Absolutely.
See it.
If you say, look, here's an article, here's an email address to an article, excuse me, a URL to an article that you can read that will give you some enlightenment on this, they won't go to it. If you say, here's a book, you know, the name of a book, they won't go find it. If you hand them the book, they will not read it. If you stand in front of them and read the book, they will walk away.
We'll zone out.
They do not
sure.
want to hear anything that challenges their worldview. And
I agree.
You know, now, but that's just 99% of the time. Every once in a while, you can say something that catches somebody's attention and changes their mind.
Yeah.
So you just got to keep at it.
Yeah, there may be a chance that there's somebody in your class that is listening quietly. You know, they're not going to necessarily respond as outrageously as some of your class members may. They just sort of maybe they're listening to what you have to say, and they may go ahead and make some notes and check it out on their own time. And who knows, maybe they'll talk to you in a couple months and say, hey, I looked into it, and you were right. And that'll make it all worthwhile, won't it? I mean, if something like that actually does happen, if someone shares with you, Samantha, that you helped make a difference in their life, then it's worth coming out and it's worth standing up for what you believe in. And even if it doesn't, it still is worth
it. A lot of times, you got to sort of take their position and try to explain yourself from their position kind of thing. That's worked for me. Like, for instance, if you said, well, let's talk about the Hiroshima situation. Let's imagine for a second all the stars and stripes and eagles and trumpets and fireworks are gone from the America situation. And in fact, it was Japan that dropped a nuclear weapon on New York City and L.A., and they did it in order to save Japanese lives. But we, you know, we had given them the opportunity for, you know, to come to the negotiation.
They
table,
had given us.
But the opportunity, they didn't, no. We had given them the opportunity to negotiate a peace, but they didn't want to do it.
Oh,
they
see.
Wanted an unconditional peace, so they dropped nuclear weapons on L.A. and New York. Would that make them good people or bad people?
I guess, I mean, being an American, they're not going to want to see it. I think nobody wants to, and then they say, oh, the polls are going down, but then again, a lot of people are still, you know, supporting the war with the whole thing. When we had to pass that bill, we're not going to fund the war anymore if you don't, you know, give us a timetable. It didn't happen. And, like, why do we have to keep funding a war that we do not want to be on?
Well, that's because the Democrats and the Republicans are just two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing substantive is actually going to change. And Samantha, great call. Thank you for it. Keep up the good work and keep us informed as to what happens in your classroom with your classmates. 800-259-9231. You're right. I mean, look at what happened in 2006 with this sort of wholesale replacement of most of the Republicans in Congress with Democrats. The voters, they don't know what else to do, right? The voters know they don't like what's going on. They don't like the war. They want something to change. They don't really have anybody else to vote for, and some of the Democrats were talking about getting out of the war, and so they voted for the Democrats in the hopes that they would remove us from the troops from the conflict, bring them home, etc., etc. And what has occurred?
Nothing.
Not a damn thing. Just a bunch of political posturing. Just a bunch of speeches and crap.
That's what we're going to get if we vote in a Democrat in 2008 for the presidency. Hillary Clinton, not going to get us out of the war. Barack Obama, not going to get us out of the war. Both of them have voted for funding.
Hillary Clinton, I mean, Bill Clinton got us into, I mean, he kept us in Iraq.
The only one you can count on to get us out of this war is Ron Paul or Dennis Kucinich, and Dennis Kucinich
is a communist.
Yeah, he's a communist.
Yeah. I don't even know if I can count on him. 800-259-9231. He may just be against this war, Mark.
Oh, this war, sure.
Right.
You got to be careful. This particular war.
You got to be careful with what these guys say. Ron Paul is not, as I can understand it, in favor of initiated war.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. ReadPI.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit ReadPI.com today.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe, whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports. Call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring us anything toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are totally free. And those do include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies. In fact, we just got off the phone with Samantha. She's one of them.
Is she?
She is one of our Shriners who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. So head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz, what do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? The answer is very little. The Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to make a real impact in Washington. Not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all the other flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. That's readpi.com.
Now, right before we went to break, in our remaining few seconds, we were talking about the differences between Dennis Kucinich, who's a Democrat, and Ron Paul, of course, who is a Republican. Of course, not that those labels mean anything, but nonetheless, you had pointed out that Dennis Kucinich was really the only strong anti-war candidate on the Democratic side.
Right.
And
I said that he's not really anti-war. In fact, he's just anti-this war.
That's as I understand
right. And I'm just making the accusation.
I said something about Ron Paul, and then you said he would invade Darfur.
Right. And what I meant was Dennis Kucinich would likely, just making an accusation.
Right, because for them, it's okay to use the military in the way they want to use the military and to invade the countries they think is okay, but it's not okay when the Republicans want to use the military for their purposes. So it's not any sort of principle that's behind it. These guys don't have principles. I mean, the Dennis Kucinich and those other the other Democrats, they don't have principles. They're just big government people, just like most of the Republican candidates.
Well, they have a principle that they believe that government is good and that it can help people and all that other stuff. They have principles. They just don't have your principles.
So the principle is that government can help anything, basically.
Yes, the government will fix things.
Gotcha.
The government works. I've heard Democrats say that over and over again. Really? Could you show me an example
of how it's working?
Yes.
How it's achieving its stated goals and
right.
that sort of thing?
Just, you know, let's compare the government to, I don't know, something that's, you know, private, free market, and we'll see how it works.
What's your favorite government program?
Because, you know, for instance, I could go out tomorrow, and if I tried hard enough, I could figure out some way to buy a car, say a Honda Accord, that's normally $25,000, $27,000 at the dealer. I could figure out some way to buy it for $75,000. I really could. And that's not working. Even though I got a car, I got a Honda Accord just like I said I wanted to, I paid triple the price for it. That is not working. That is a poor example of what works.
Yeah,
what works is paying the right amount for it, getting what you paid for it.
Or paying less.
And the government, you don't get that ever.
No, that's true. So I wanted to talk about, since we sort of were trashing on Dennis Kucinich, calling him a communist, and he pretty much is. He wants socialized health care and loves government schools and just on down the line. But it's easy to label the Democrats as communists because they come right out. They come right out in front of your face and say they want bigger government.
Mm-hmm.
So I give them credit for being honest.
Well, the Republicans want bigger government, too.
That's where I wanted to go with this. But the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, typically, Ron Paul excluded, but the difference is that the Republicans will tell you, oh, yeah, smaller government, yeah, smaller government, elect me and I'll make government smaller. And it's not happened. They've had all kinds of time since the mid-1990s to actually do the smaller government thing.
Right.
They didn't do it.
It's a bunch of hooey.
Government keeps getting bigger, even under the so-called Republican conservatives. And so John Stossel is weighing in from RealClearPolitics.com. The article, Big Government Conservatives. Reviving the Hamilton Agenda. That's the headline that the New York Times gave David Brooks' recent column honoring Alexander Hamilton, one of the founding fathers, the one perhaps least interested in limiting political power. He was a centralist. He wanted to centralize a lot of things, like the idea of government in a lot of areas that many of the founding fathers did not.
Right. Even but by today's standards, Alexander Hamilton is a libertarian.
Unlike his rival, Thomas Jefferson, Hamilton favored strong central government and weaker states. I don't know if I agree with that statement, Mark. Your statement, that is. And he didn't trust the free market. He was an old-fashioned mercantilist. He wanted politicians, so labeling him as a libertarian, I don't think is very fair.
I'm just saying he couldn't have imagined how large, intrusive, dangerous the government would have grown to.
He wanted he's not here, so we can't really determine that.
I'd shoot him again. I'm all for Aaron Burr.
He wanted politicians and bureaucrats to control private economic activities for the sake of special business interests, just like we have today. In the true Hamiltonian spirit, Brooks in the New York Times also doesn't trust the marketplace, which means that he doesn't trust free, peaceful individuals and private property. He writes, quote, "We Hamiltonians disagree with the limited government conservatives because, on its own, the market is failing to supply enough human capital." unquote.
No, the government being involved is what's causing the market to fail to provide enough human capital, because they're keeping out immigrants.
Now, David Brooks is a bright guy, so I wonder how he can blame the free market for failing in this way. He continues, quote, despite all the incentives, 30% of kids drop out of high school and the college graduation rate has been flat for a generation, end quote.
And who's involved in both of those organizations?
Right.
The government. I wonder why. Look, kids don't drop out of private schools at those rates.
Excuse me, says John, but why is that the market's fault? Government dominates education in America. Government. K-12 education is a coercive, often rigidly unionized government virtual monopoly that fights every attempt to experiment with free market competition. Brooks writes that Hamiltonians like him, quote, think government should help people get the tools they need to compete, unquote. But when has government ever been good at that? He claims the state can, quote, increase the quality of human capital, unquote, by, for example, providing, quote, quality preschool to help young children
right.
from disorganized
because
homes.
The government's done such a good job with the current school system that 30% of the dropout... Yeah, you know what? If the government provides preschool, the dropout rate will probably increase.
They'll be dropping out of preschool.
They'll drop out as soon as they can because, you know, they don't want to be there. Government school stinks.
Yeah, it's really just a scary idea, the idea of putting kids, your very, very young kids. I mean, it's bad enough putting them in K-12, but putting them in pre-K, putting them in preschool, that's just only going to indoctrinate them with more socialism as early as possible. You know, the idea of, okay, kids, bring all your supplies and put them in the central pot and we'll determine how to distribute them. It's called sharing, except it's forced. See, there's a difference between sharing with somebody because you like them or because you feel bad for them or whatever, and then being forced to by some authoritarian teacher with a ruler in her hand.
I think you should force, quote-unquote, kids to share.
Why?
Why do I
that
think...
That doesn't teach them about sharing.
That's what you have to do to kids to teach them originally.
I don't think that's the case. I think you can teach a kid the benefit of sharing without forcing them to share with people. That's not sharing when you're forced to share, Mark. You're bastardizing your lesson by doing that.
The point that I'm trying to make here is you're forcing the parents to share. Because the kids didn't buy their crayons mm-hmm. and rulers and markers and all those other things.
Yeah, but the kids don't see it that way. They're in preschool.
I understand, but I'm just saying that you're forcing the parents to share, whereas the kids, you know, you've got to teach them sharing, and parents generally teach their kids sharing by forcing them to share. Okay, now you're going to take your ball away and give it to Johnny, because we're going to learn to share this ball.
Yeah, I want to.
I said you're going to take the ball away and give it to Johnny.
You telling me that as a parent, you can't come up with a more creative way to sell the benefits of sharing? Like, hey, if you give this ball to Johnny for a little while, when he brings his Transformers over tomorrow, he might just let you use one of his Transformers.
I don't think kids have a strong concept of tomorrow.
800-259-9231. If you are a parent,
age.
We're both not parents. We can't really comment too effectively on this. If you're a parent who is able to teach your kids about sharing without using coercive force on them, I'd like to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. The place to go. Lots of features there. Oh, they're all for free. And one of those features is the bulletin board system. We're approaching 250,000 posts. There are over 1,500 people interacting. Lots of fun. I believe you will find it. And, of course, it is for free, so you can explore it to your heart's content. bbs.freetalklive.com to get you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. In the midst of John Stossel on big government conservatives, those who are really fans of Alexander Hamilton, who was one of the founding father, who was, as Stossel puts it, perhaps least interested in limiting political power. He favored strong central government and weaker states. One of, somebody named David Brooks, writing in the New York Times, talking about reviving the Hamilton agenda. He claims the state can do all kinds of things that it's not doing that it should do. It can, for instance, provide quality preschool to help young children from disorganized homes, unquote. Stossel says, really? What's the chance that it would be quality preschool if the government runs it? Even the acclaimed Head Start program has not been shown to have any lasting effect on academic performance. Why does Brooks think the government is competent to, quote, help people compete, unquote? He writes that liberals' programs haven't worked out, but then proposes his own. When I challenged him on that, he said his ideas are in a different category and argued that some intervention is effective and necessary. Oh, please. When I asked Brooks why a government that performed as ineptly as FEMA did after Hurricane Katrina, you remember the whole debacle of them, not allowing people to have water, not allowing Walmart to come in with trucks full of ice and water, preventing doctors from actually helping the patients that were right there, begging for assistance, etc. I mean, we read story after story of
right.
Sad, pathetic boondoggles resulting in people's imminent deaths. He says, some lives are so screwed up. The question was, why would they be so lousy at doing the Hurricane Katrina cleanup versus running preschools? He says, some lives are so screwed up, it's hard to make them worse, unquote. Government coercion almost always makes things worse. It discourages individual effort and sucks capital away from more productive uses. Brooks, like a good Hamiltonian, favors coercive government micromanagement. He says, quote, bigger child tax credits and increasing the earned income tax credit can reduce the economic strain on young families. Government should increase funding for basic research, especially in math, engineering, and physics. The list could go on, unquote. Stossel says, that's what I'm afraid of. Government will choose which basic research to fund? Does he recall the 1970s synthetic fuels program or the 1990s superconducting super collider boondoggle? Child tax credits? Just cut taxes for everybody. Brooks even advocates national service, quote, forcing city kids to work with rural kids and vice versa, unquote.
It all sounds so nice on the surface.
It doesn't sound nice to me.
But what you're taking, if it worked, it sounds nice, but it doesn't. It never works. Never, never, never. There's not a government program out there that's worked. Not one that I can think of.
Well, now, somebody could say that spending time in the military worked for them and helped turn them into a real man, et cetera, et cetera.
Understood, but they would likely, if they have what it takes in order to be a real man, they would likely have learned that elsewhere.
By the way, I was sitting in the movie theater today waiting for Die Hard 4 to start, and they got those advertisements that flash up. There were some there for the National Guard, and one of them I found particularly telling. It had a couple of, you know, two or three guard members sort of standing with their uniforms on, looking all special, and the tag at the bottom of the ad was, would you like to know what it feels like to be looked up to? And then they give the number that you should call. And it really just reveals their advertising campaign for what it's all about. And, you know, the idea is that, well, all you have to do is join the National Guard or join the military and put on a uniform and go through basic training, and all of a sudden you've earned respect. That's all it takes to get respect in the world, is to put on a uniform. And I'm sorry, that's not the case. I don't look up to people that do that. I look up to people that provide products and services to others on a voluntary basis. Those are the real heroes in America. Anyway, Brooks even advocates national service. Why are pundits and politicians so eager to use force against others? America became an economic power despite, not because of, Hamiltonian intervention. Hong Kong and much of East Asia went from abject poverty to affluence in a few decades. Not because their governments gave people the tools they need to compete. They didn't. But because they exercised limited powers. I wish Brooks and other Hamiltonian conservatives understood that freedom and prosperity have nothing to do with bureaucrats managing society through schooling and tax manipulation. Prosperity comes from leaving people free in a legal system that respects their persons and property so they can pursue their dreams while taking responsibility for their actions. Free people find their own tools if the state leaves them alone.
They absolutely do.
In the era of big government...
Well, you know, the thing is, most free people will find their own way if the government leaves them alone. Some people will always be the deadbeats, the ne'er-do-wells, the ones that just don't do very well.
True, but there won't be as many of them, because the government encourages deadbeats.
Right. I think that people will be motivated, you know, they'll be motivated by hunger. They'll be motivated by their family members. They'll be motivated by all the forces that are at work when it comes to... you know, getting things done.
And when they go looking for help, if they do have a tough time in life, they'll be motivated by the fact that they're getting help from a voluntary organization, a charity of some sort, that's going to keep an eye on them.
Right.
And
will likely not just cut them a check every single month for the rest of their lives. There's no charity out there that's going to do that.
You're not going to get away with spending that check. You can spend the first one on crack, but the next one, it's just not going to work.
Yeah. The charity is probably, in all likelihood, going to, you know, help you out for the first month, 2 months, quarter, something like that. It's not going to help you out for the rest of your life. Now, if you've got kids, or, you know, you're pregnant or something like that, you might be able to get a year out of them.
They'll help you if you're showing progress, but you have to progress.
Look at the Salvation Army. They're an excellent, excellent example of a private charity that does so much for so many people. But if you don't take their little classes on how to get a job and how to have a home and how to do all these things, they're
back on the street.
Yeah, they're going to kick you out at some point.
He says, in the era of big government, the last thing we need are champions of the statist Hamilton. What we need now are champions of the libertarian Jefferson, who said in a very un-Hamiltonian way, quote, I would rather be exposed to the inconveniences attending too much liberty than to those attending too small a degree of it, unquote. And that just basically means that, you know, life is tough. And there are going to be troubles. There are going to be tough spots. But to think that this...
As far as I'm concerned, life's tougher with big government than it is with a little one.
That's what I'm saying. To think that having this coercive organization known as the state out there confiscating your money from you is going to make things better? What?
Or confiscating someone else's money.
Well, okay.
That's
everybody
what a lot of people
gets
want.
Taxed. But everybody gets taxed,
mm-hmm.
Mark. And the poor and the middle class get taxed disproportionately. I mean, yes, the rich are paying a lot in income tax, but there are other ways where the poor and the middle class are just getting jacked. And inflation is a big one, as Ron Paul has rightfully pointed out during his campaign.
But I'll tell you, there's a lot of people in the middle class area that simply don't want to deal with the government, even when the safety net comes into play. For instance, I lost my job once.
Yeah.
I've paid unemployment insurance every paycheck I've ever paid for as long as I've had a job. That's a lot of paychecks and a lot of unemployment insurance I've
right.
paid. But you
didn't collect.
I didn't collect because to me it was daunting and I just didn't want to do it. I didn't want to deal with the government. It seemed like too difficult of a thing to be involved
in. I'm exactly the same way.
I'm just not interested in whatever paperwork or whatever hoops I have to jump through.
You become their bitch when you want that stuff.
I'd rather scrimp and save, and I managed to do it, and I went out and got a job. I drove a taxi cab. It's not like that's a real prestigious line of work.
No.
You know, I could have sat back and said, you know, I'm worth more than taxi cab.
Cut me a check.
I'm a highly trained advertising executive and on-air personality. I'll just go ahead and get my check here for $1,700 or whatever it was a month they were offering.
I don't know if I'd be able to sleep at night if I were taking money from the government in that way. It's kind of scummy, in my opinion.
It's not for me. I mean, I at the same time, I would encourage anyone out there to get unemployment if they're having trouble meeting ends. But it's just not for me. I just don't want to do it.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. One of our listeners has been threatened by the feds for supporting Ed Brown. We'll give you the story coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on our site, we give them away. But we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Over 375 of our listeners have decided to do this. It costs as little as $3 a month. And it's totally voluntary. You know we give away all our features on our website for free, so this is above and beyond all that. It's for those of you that want to help get the show on more radio stations, want to help get more internet listeners on board, and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. The fact is, the AMP program works. It's because of the AMP program that we're able to have half-page advertisements appear in Talkers Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for the amplifiers, we just wouldn't be able to afford that.
And likely wouldn't have the stations that we have now.
That's easily. Absolutely the case, no doubt about it. And hopefully we're going to be announcing at least one, if not two, more stations within the next few weeks.
Two?
Which I'm pretty excited about. So head over.
How come I'm not in the loop on this crap?
Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send us the $3 a month, we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live. Get all the details and learn about the perks that you'll get access to at amp.freetalklive.com. That is amp.freetalklive.com. You know, I was just sort of looking over this John Stossel article, even though we already finished reading it during the break, and, you know, the idea of these big government conservatives is what he's talking about. David Brooks writing in the New York Times, just extolling Alexander Hamilton, who, of course, as you may know, was a major proponent of centralization and big government and bureaucratic control. And he's got all these ideas as to where he wants government to be working in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Democrats have their set of ideas. They want government to do this and this and this. Well, these big government conservatives want government to do X, Y, and Z. And you know what? Okay, great. You should have the government that you want, David. You should have it. Go ahead. You fund, just dump all your money into the government, let them decide what to do with it, as long as I can just stay over here and not be touched by them. How about that? How about all those of you who want a big old government? You can go ahead and have your big government. And those of us that aren't interested at all in participating, we should be able to opt out, right? Oh, no, it doesn't work that way, does it? See, this big government requires everyone to participate.
Mm-hmm.
The big government's going to point guns at you whether you like it or not. And when I say point guns at you, I mean threats of violence. They don't bring out the guns first. They send you nasty letters first. That sort of thing.
Yeah, well, Ed Brown doesn't want to pay his taxes. Ask him if they're pointing guns at him.
Yeah, well, they will be. They've certainly surrounded his house. Ed Brown, Lane Brown in Plainfield, New Hampshire. They're in a, I think, 100-something acre
plot of land. They've got their beautiful, I think, two-story home there,
mm-hmm.
two or three stories, something like that.
It's a compound.
And they're being labeled as kooks. They're being labeled as holed up in a concrete fortified compound with a turret.
Their house made out of concrete blocks. Come on.
Yeah, it's just a home. And they're just a nice old couple. And yes, while Ed's views may be a little on the kooky side as far as he believes in the Illuminati conspiracy and all that stuff, the fact is, and the issue is, the issue is taxes, and the fact is, Ed should be able, and Elaine should be able to keep the money they earn and spend it, save it, and give it away in the ways they think are best. Anything outside of that, any amount of confiscation of their wealth is an amount of slavery that they live under. And Ed and Elaine Brown have simply walked off the farm, the plantation, and they've said, you know what, we've had it. Mm-hmm. We're not paying for we're not paying NASA anymore.
Right.
We're going
to
keep
own their
money.
Land. They produce their own power. They
don't take subsidies.
They have their own well water. Look, they're doing just fine up there without any government intervention at all.
Right.
What the hell business does the government have going in there and dragging them out?
Well, it wants to make an example out of Ed and Elaine.
I know. That's what you would want to do with somebody who's gone off the plantation.
But what's interesting, though, is because they're not able to take action without being seen like they were in the early 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the Ruby Ridge and the Waco. Yeah, there were a lot of cameras at Waco. That's because it took a long time. If they were to have made
right, and now they realize they made a mistake. They thought they were, you know, it's a show of force
yeah.
and all that other good crap.
Well, the government. The government is great at making mistakes. Thank goodness for us. I mean, that's good for our side, right? The government is bumbling and incompetent and stupid.
I'm sure the Koreshians don't think it was that great.
And in this, well, obviously, I'm talking about the scale of things.
Yes.
In this case, if the government had just ignored Ed Brown, if they'd let him go away and just sort of live his life in Plainfield and, you know, only talk to the few people that he comes across in his daily activities,
mm-hmm.
it would have done a lot less to damage their reputation. But because they had to have their show of force, because they had to huff and puff and blow his house in and show how big and strong and scary they are, well, things have backfired a little bit on them, haven't they? Because they haven't been able to roll the tanks in and take Ed Brown captive, considering Ed Brown has said he's going to shoot back at anybody that comes and tries to take him to a jail cell. Because they haven't done that yet, and they've sort of been sitting back trying to figure out what exactly to do, and they've been saying to the press that they're not going to use violence to take Ed Brown, and it's now been over 6 months, maybe like 9 months, since Ed was actually convicted. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's been holed up there for a while. The government is becoming, it's starting to look impotent. The government is starting to look not as scary as it once did. And I don't mean that's like there's been a significant change. It's just starting to. The people that are paying attention are sort of saying, huh, maybe if Ed Brown can survive through this onslaught of the federal government, maybe I can too. And people are getting ideas. Ed Brown standing up for the right to keep the money you earn is only going to encourage others to do the very same thing. And the government not taking any action is also going to encourage others to do the same as Ed. Now, of course, the government taking action also puts them in a bad way. The government going in and, you know, busting down the walls of Ed's house with a battering ram or a tank or whatever.
Right. Ed Brown, a man who's never hurt anyone.
Right, it's just going to make the government look tyrannical and awful. So, you know, what do? They either look tyrannical, dangerous, and scary and awful, or they look impotent. They're in a no-win situation,
mm-hmm.
and good for Ed Brown for putting them there. Now, that doesn't mean their blustering's going to stop. They're still huffing and puffing.
They want to win.
Right, they want to appear scary, but at the same time, they don't want to appear too tyrannical. See, they've got an image to uphold.
Mm-hmm.
See, the scam with government is that they're the gang that has an aura of legitimacy. They're a gang just like any other gang, except they're bigger than any other gang. And they've been accepted by the American people and people around the world. People have accepted governments because they believe they have some modicum of control over it. And that may be true to a very, very small extent. Of course, those who want to control others are inevitably those who run for office and get elected. But nonetheless, the concept is there. The people have been fooled into believing that the government is not quite a gang because you can go into a little booth and check some boxes on a piece of paper. Really, that's one of the only things that separates government from any other gang. So you've got this gang running around doing awful things to people, but they've done a pretty good job of keeping it quiet, right? Oh, well, he was a drug dealer. or he was, you know, bad guy, or whatever. You know, they got their excuses for using force on people.
Right, they use bad, they put bad press about out about their victims. Whether, you know, right. It's true or not, the guy might be a very well be a drug dealer, but so what if he's providing a service to somebody who wanted it?
And they control the education system, and so most people are sort of educated ignorant in regards to the government, and they're not just they're just really not even paying attention to what the government's doing. But the more they continue to make noise about Ed Brown, the more people are going to pay attention, the more CNN articles and ABC News articles are going to be published about Ed Brown, and that's a good thing. And the more people are going to rally to his defense. Now, one of the ways they've been huffing and puffing and trying to make themselves look tough is by threatening the supporters of Ed Brown. The chief marshal that's in charge of the investigation or the apprehension of Ed Brown has come out and said more than once that if somebody is found to be in support of Ed Brown in some sort of material way,
right.
Like bringing him ammo, for instance, if somebody has been found to be in support of Ed Brown, they will be arrested, they will be charged. No one has yet been arrested and charged.
What about the person that was walking the dog?
He was detained, questioned, and released.
I see.
And there are allegations that that guy was sort of a Fed informant anyway, and the detention was a way to sort of get him out of the house. But nonetheless, one of our people.
Well, there's been some allegations about other Fed informants that we believe likely are not true. So
one of our people has been threatened now. Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us. He's our guy behind the scenes on our website, Homeland Stupidity. We had him on the show over the weekend. According to his blog at HomelandStupidity.us, an anonymous Justice Department source. Now, how does he know it's from the Justice Department? Because he traced the IP address. He knows who. He knows where it came from. He doesn't know who it was. He posted this, or he sent this to apparently an email to Michael, quote, "Anyone who's going to carry out plans killing officers, agents, and government persons after Ed is arrested is in way over their head," said the message, which was routed through a proxy server in a failed attempt to obscure its source. Quote, "If you continue to pursue these threats, you along with several of your fellow Ed supporters are going to jail. Ed is a convicted felon, and several more are going to be rounded up in their stupidity," unquote. Now, Michael Hampton has never threatened anyone. Never. So, I'm not sure what threats this guy is referring to. It seems to me the only person making threats is the federal agent. And it's just kind of chilling, isn't it? It's kind of scary. Like, they're threatening to round people up over this Ed Brown situation. Now, talk is cheap. Will they do it? We don't know. We'll find out, I guess. Hour 3's on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101. Looking.